Part 1. Loth. Damn the Sandman. My hands are red with blood. I'm running through a forest naked, but I don't care. I'm an animal, not a human. Animals don't need clothes. Blood on my tongue, too. Must have fed recently. Can't remember if it was a wild creature or a person. Not bothered much either way. Still hungry. That's all that matters. Need to find something new to chew, and soon I leap a fallen log. As I land, my bare feet hit twigs. They snap, and I sink into a pool of mud. I collapse, howling. The twigs bite into me. I catch a glimpse of fiery red eyes peering up out of the mud. They aren't twigs. They're teeth. I lash out with my feet, screaming wordlessly. And mud and bits of bark fly everywhere. I stare at the mess suspiciously, my heart rate returning to normal. I was wrong. I haven't fallen victim to a monstrous baby with mouths in the palm of its hands and balls of fire where its eyes should be. It's just a muddy hole, covered with the remains of branches and leaves. Scowling, I rise and wipe my feet clean on clumps of nearby grass. As I'm using my nails to pick off some splinters, a voice calls, "Grubs!" The name doesn't register immediately. Then I remember. That's my name. Or it used to be once upon a time. I glance up warily, sniffing the air, but all I can smell is blood. "Grubage!" The voice murmurs, and I growl angrily. I hate my real name. Grubs isn't great, but it's better than Grubage. Nobody ever called me that except Mum and my sister Gret. "You can't find me!" The voice teases. I roar into the darkness of the forest, then lurch at the bushes where I think the voice is coming from. I tear through them, but there's nothing on the other side. "Wrong!" The voice laughs, coming from a spot behind me.